Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Marina Liaros Naples, and I am your host on the Meeting Ike series for Children Blog Talk Radio show. This is a show for children, teens, and the young at heart, for everything that is holistic, metaphysical, and spiritual. I am based out of Western New York, and tonight's show, Schooltime Smart Wand, is a weekly show aired every Sunday evening to help you get ready for the week ahead. And that is 6:30 Eastern Time. And the show is usually 15 minutes long, but tonight I'm going to do a longer show. And the reason for that is the last show I did on Wednesday, which is the Midweek Calming Potion, I did that on white light for protection. And feedback I got was that they wanted to hear more about that. And lately, it seems as though everyone has got a lot of fear and being afraid. And there is concern about going to school and going out different places to the movie theater and worried that something's going to happen, that there's going to be someone there that has the intent to hurt other people. Now, of course, things happen in the world to remember that there is a very innate, basic part of ourselves, our spiritual nature, that is very powerful. We are energy, and we're very powerful, and we can use our energy for doing good deeds or not good deeds. And while we can't control other people, we can control our own selves. We can control that own power that we have within us, and we can use that for good, for our own safety, our own protection, health, and to help others as well. We are very powerful spiritual beings, and energy is a very powerful tool. Energy is neutral, and it is molded by our intentions. When energy is used for good, healing, uniting, uplifting, protection, things happen, and it transcends all and everything for miracles and transformations. And just when one person's vibration is raised higher, it raises it for everyone. It's a collective effect. So all the work that you do for yourself, your meditation, your white light, your cleansing, and doing healings, thinking good thoughts, loving other people, radiating from the heart. That works, and that changes everyone because we are all one. And we not only can do, but we truly do create change in not only ourselves, but others. When we not only strive to evolve, so when we do succeed. We can change the outcomes of anything. We can work at honing our skills of meditation, intuition development, using white light for protection. And I've been asked, how do you do that? What is it that I can do? Or how do I use white light? You know, how do I get it? Where is it from? Just tell me more about it. And white light, since we are all energy and we are all one, we are spiritual beings, we're connected to the source, and that is where this comes from. It is a pure white light that is all loving, It is pure with healing, cleansing. It is an unconditional love. Now, when you go about your day and you're going to school, and maybe there's a bully in school, or maybe they're just, you know, they're not a real bully, but they bother you once in a while. They've got a little remark here and there. You don't feel safe because you're going to play sports and you're the one that gets knocked around more than the other kids on the team. If you are going to go swimming and you're afraid of swimming, and you feel like every time you go in, you go under the water. Or for some of those that have gone through ordeals and they're afraid to go to school because things that happened at their school or school of a friend or relative, or you've watched it or heard it on the news. And these are really valid fears. So you don't want to have someone dismiss that from you. You have a fear. And when you do have a fear, if you don't reach down and center yourself and calm and focus and shift that energy of how you're feeling, then is how you are feeling, you're going to continue to feed that the way that you would water a garden or water the grass, and it grows. So we have to watch what we are watering, what we are feeding into our own selves. And on Wednesday, we did a very short meditation where I had you bring the white light inside of you, knowing this was pure white light of protection, of love. And we're going to do more of it later on, a little bit more in depth. So for right now, I do want to take you through a quick relaxation technique for the rest of the show. So if you are comfortable, if not, get into a comfortable position, whether you are your bed, in a chair, on the couch, if you're on the rug or on the floor, go ahead and get comfortable. And if that means taking off your shoes, you can do that. If that means sitting up, or if that means laying down for you, go ahead and get comfortable. And do this in a quiet room, a quiet space. I mean, you don't want to be doing it if you are in the living room where the TV is going or someone has the stereo going or there's a lot of talking going on, go ahead and find a comfortable, quiet space. And while you're getting settled in, I'm going to tell you a little bit about play shops and day camps that I have coming up for different age groups where you're going to learn about what I discussed here on the Blog Talk Radio Show, what I'm going to be going through with you this evening, different meditation techniques, energy healing methods and correct use, color therapy, sacred life, astrology basics. Astrology is a zodiac. Are you a Leo? Are you an Aquarius? Are you a Taurus? A Gemini? You know, when it goes by birthday. When your birthday is, there are 12 different zodiac signs. Also, what we cover and teach in these play shops and day camps are things like Tai Chi, which is kind of like a yoga idea, or the stretching and the moving. But Tai Chi, you are constantly in motion. You're moving all the time, very slowly, and yoga is where you hold a position or pose, a stretch for a certain period of time, and then while you're meditating, you go into another position. We also cover Native American lore and sacred respect, organic gardening, remote viewing. We do this all in a playful, fun environment, studying using arts and crafts, games, and group participation. You do things with a partner. Okay, are you settled in to a nice, comfortable spot in a quiet area? Okay, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to take a deep breath in. And I want you to hold that breath. Now very slowly, let it out. Slowly now. And tell yourself to relax. Okay, now we're going to take another. Slow, even, deep breath in. Nice deep breath. Go ahead and hold it. And now very slowly, let that breath out, telling yourself to relax. And take one more slow, even deep breath in. And hold that breath. One, two, three. And then very slowly, let that breath out. And in your mind, tell your body to relax. You can go ahead and open your eyes. We continue the rest of the show, whatever you'd like. But just that one little small exercise of the breathing with your eyes closed and talking to your body through your mind is a very easy technique you can use anytime, anywhere to help you relax. And you can see and you can feel the difference, how you feel right now from when we first started. Are you relaxed? Do you feel better right now? That's good. Okay, so now, how old are you? Are you a grown-up? Are you a teenager? Are you a younger kid? Let's see where you fit in. I have four different sessions for kids and teens. Starseed is for ages 5 to 7 year olds. And those are the play shops that start in May, in mid-May, over in Western New York. And the Star Child, ages 8 to 10, start in May, and they're held the same day as the Star Seed. Now, if you are a preteen and a teenager, Starlight is ages 11 to 13, and those start in July. And then if you're 14 to 17 years old, you're a Star Guide, and those sessions are held in August. And that's where you're going to learn a whole lot more of all of the stuff that these shows are about. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about white light. White light is the purest form of light, of energy. And white in the prism, which is the triangle, has every single color of the rainbow. It has all the chakra colors in it. Did you know that? It does. White is the purest form. I mean, there is golden light and yellow and the other colors too. But white is the purest form, and that's why we use that. That's why I use that in with my own meditation and when teaching. When you look at drawings of, say, Jesus, Mary, the saints, angels, you always see a glow, a halo, also known as an aura, around their head, around their bodies, mostly around the head. Always white. And we use that color because we want to use the purest form of energy coming from the source of the heavens. So when I have you doing meditation and I tell you to picture the sun shining down on you from the sky, what I'm actually having you do is having that pure white light, those rays of that pure, loving, kind, protective, healing and cleansing energy come in, down to you and into you. Now, whether you call from any upbringing, if you go to church or synagogue, anything like that, you know, there's God and there's Allah and there's Buddha, and there's a lot of differences, but they all have the same thing in common. There's that pure source of energy, of love, unconditional love, that is very powerful, the powerful of them all. So we all have this in common. We all have this as our belief system, our knowledge system. So when you are filling up with that white light, when you're doing the meditation, whether on your own or being guided by me, you are being filled with that purity of energy. And nothing can penetrate through that, because on an energy level, go into that energy. It's like if you listen to the radio or you have the television on from one station, other stations cannot come through that. You're on that one station. You don't have two TV shows coming through at the same time on the television station. So in that way, it's sort of, they get blocked out. And the same thing with that pure white energy. They get blocked out. They can't go there because they vibrate at a different, thick. They cannot reach up to that high energy, the way that white light vibrates. It can't do it. It can't enter there. Now, if you've ever experienced a ghost in your home, and they come into the house or your room or the kitchen or the living room, you can tell them to go away. They have to listen to you. Command them. You give them an order, and they can know inside your head they must obey this. You claim that power that's inside of you. How many of you out there are stubborn? Because that's the kind of command you give. You're stubborn. This is what you've decided, and this is the only way it's going to be. And there is no other answer. There's no other way. This is it. You tell them to leave. The same thing, the same way, at white light energy. It can't come through. It's like a command. So we have just under 10 minutes left here. So we're going to do meditation, and I'm going to guide you through it. So once again, get comfortable. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in and let it out. Now go ahead and take one more deep breath in. Hold it for a moment and let it out. Just like you did before, very relaxed. Very slowly, having your mind tell your body to relax. And take one more slow, deep breath in. Hold it. And then very slowly, let it out. And I want you to picture above you, up in the heavens, way, way up high there. And now you know, this is that loving, healing, cleansing, protective power of the heavens coming down to you, filling you up inside, starting with your head, filling up your head, shining down into your neck. You feel the warmth and the love of that. And as I said before, it feels like a hug. You know that type of hug when somebody hugs you and you can just feel how much they love you. Or when you hug someone and you do, you're holding them and how much you love them. And now that white light is shining down your arms, your hands, and into your fingers and your thumb. It's shining down through your chest and your back. And you feel it filling you up inside, down into your tummy and your lap area and the backside of you. And now this white light from heavens is shining down each one of your legs. Your ankles, your feet, and your toes. And not only are you all filled up, but it's starting to shine out from you. Same way a light bulb does, it shines out through the light bulb. And now this white light is spilling over the top of you and running down the outside of you, and you're shining like that big, big sun. And now you can see in your mind that light is shining and centering right around your heart. You're still, the rest of you is still all shining. All shining of that white light. But now you're noticing right over by your heart. And it's shining through your heart. And you can feel the love. And when you love somebody, when you tell someone that you love them, or they tell you that they love you, and how that feels. And in your mind, all that white light that's shining in you and out through all of your pores through your body and running down outside of your body, covering the outside of you too, and shining outside of your heart, in your head, in your mind, you know, and you are safe. Because that white light is a pure light. And now this white light is shining out from you so much, because it keeps shining down into you, it's starting to fill up the room that you are in. And it's shining out further and further, and it's reaching each one of the walls and over to where the door, the windows are, if there are doors and windows in that room. It's shining out and reaching the floor and the ceiling until that whole room is shining like you are. And now that white light goes into the other rooms of where you are. If you're at your home, goes into the hallway and fills up the hallway, goes into the other bedrooms in the house and fills up the other bedrooms all the way and fills up the bathroom. Keeps on shining, and it fills up your kitchen. And if you have a dining room, it shines and fills up the dining room. And it keeps shining more and more, and it keeps going out further and further. And it fills up your kitchen. And if you have an attic or basement, family room, all the rooms that you have in your home, all the bathrooms, all the rooms. And pretty soon the whole house or apartment building is shining. And it's shining all around and filling up the whole building. The whole building is shining, filled with that powerful, protective, pure, safe, loving, cleansing energy. And you can do this wherever you are at any time. And all the people in your home and your pets, they're in the rooms, they absorb all that white light, pure energy, and they start shining too, just like you are. And you can do this at your home, you can do this at your school, you can do this when you're in the car to keep you safe. I do it every time I'm driving. And I do it for my family, my home. Thank you for joining me tonight. I'll see you on Wednesday. I'll talk to you Wednesday. Good night, everyone.